to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. Doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen, second hour of the National Intel Report on this 13th day of March 2006, and I am reading verbatim exactly what Ron Paul said before the U.S. House of Representatives last month, February 15th. I shall continue. In November of 2000, Saddam Hussein demanded euros for his oil. His arrogance was a threat to the dollar. His lack of military might was never a threat. At the first cabinet meeting with the new administration in 2001, as reported by Treasury Secretary Paul O'Neill, the major topic was how we would get rid of Saddam Hussein, though there was no evidence whatsoever he posed a threat to us. This deep concern for Saddam Hussein surprised and shocked O'Neill. It is now common knowledge that the immediate reaction of the administration after 9/11 revolved around how they could connect Saddam Hussein to the attacks to justify an invasion and overthrow his government. Even with no evidence of or any connection to 9/11 or evidence of weapons of mass destruction, public and congressional support was generated through distortions and flat-out misrepresentations. Let's just shorten that and just call it lies of the facts to justify overthrowing Saddam Hussein. There was no public talk of removing Saddam Hussein because of his attack on the integrity of the dollar as a reserve currency by selling oil in euros. Many believe this was the real reason for our obsession with Iraq. He says, I doubt it was the only reason, but it may well have played a significant role in our motivation to wage war. When a very short period after the military victory, all Iraqi oil sales were carried out in dollars, the euro was abandoned. In 2001, Venezuela's ambassador to Russia spoke of Venezuela switching to the euro for all their oil sales. Within a year, there was a coup attempt against Chavez, reportedly with assistance from our CIA. After these attempts to nudge the euro toward replacing the dollar as the world's reserve currency were met with resistance, the sharp fall of the dollar against the euro was reversed. These events may well have played a significant role in maintaining dollar dominance. It's become clear that the U.S. administration was sympathetic to those who plotted to overthrow of Mr. Chavez and was embarrassed by its failure. The fact that Chavez was democratically elected had little influence on which side we supported. Now a new attempt is being made against the petrodollar system. Iran, another member of the Axis of Evil, has announced her plans to initiate oil bourse in the March of this year. Guess what? The oil sales will be priced in euros, not dollars. Now most Americans forget how our policies have systematically and needlessly antagonized the Iranians over the years. In 1953, the CIA helped overthrow a democratically elected president, Mohammad Mossadegh, and install the authoritarian Shah, who was friendly to the United States. The Iranians still fuming over this when the hostages were seized in 1979. Our alliance with Saddam Hussein in his invasion of Iran in early 1980s didn't help matters and obviously did not do much for our relationship with Saddam Hussein. The administration announcement in 2001 that Iran was part of the Axis of Evil didn't do much to improve the diplomatic relationship between our two countries. Recent threats over nuclear power, while ignoring the fact that they are surrounded by countries with nuclear weapons, doesn't seem to register with those who continue to provoke Iran. With what most Muslims perceive as our war against Islam in this recent history, there is little wonder why Iran might choose to harm America by undermining the dollar. Iran, like Iraq, has zero capability to attack us, but that didn't stop us from turning Saddam Hussein into a modern-day Hitler ready to take over the world. Now, Iran, especially since she's made plans for pricing oil in euros, has been on the receiving end of propaganda war, not unlike that waged against Iraq before our invasion.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Ron Paul goes on to say it is not likely that maintaining the dollar supremacy was the only motivating factor for this war against Iraq, nor for agitating against Iran. Though the real reasons for going to war are complex, we now know the reasons given before the war started, like the presence of weapons of mass destruction and Saddam Hussein's connection to 9/11, were false. The dollar's importance is obvious, but this does not diminish the influence of the district plans laid out years ago by the neocons to remake the Middle East, Israel's influence, as well as the Christian Zionists, likewise played a role in prosecuting this war. Protecting our oil supplies has influenced our Middle East policy for decades. But the truth is that paying the bills for this aggressive intervention is impossible the old-fashioned way, with more taxes, more savings, and more production by the American people. Much of that expense of the Persian Gulf War in 1991 was shouldered by many of our willing allies. That's not so today. Now more than ever, the dollar hegemony, its dominance as the world's reserve currency, is required to finance our huge war expenditures. This $2 trillion never-ending war must be paid for one way or another. Dollar hegemony provides the vehicle to do just that. For the most part, the true victims aren't aware of how they pay the bills. The license to create money out of thin air allows the bills to be paid through price inflation. American citizens, as well as average citizens of Japan, China, and other countries, suffer from price inflation, which represents the tax that pays the bills for our military adventures. This is until the fraud is discovered, and the foreign producers decide not to take dollars nor hold them very long in payment for their goods. Everything possible is done to prevent the fraud of this monetary system from being exposed to the masses who suffer from it. If oil markets replaced dollars with euros, it would in time curtail our ability to continue to print, without restraint, the world's reserve currency. It is unbelievable benefit to us to import valuable goods and to export depreciating dollars. The exporting countries have become addicted to our purchases for their economic growth. This dependency makes them allies in continuing the fraud, and their participation keeps the dollar value artificially high. What, 4 cents on a dollar is artificial? Artificially high? I will continue. If this system were workable long term, American citizens would never have to work again. We too could enjoy bread and circuses just as the Romans did, but their gold finally ran out, and their inability of Rome to continue to plunder conquered nations brought an end to her empire. The same thing will happen to us if we don't change our ways. Though we don't occupy foreign countries to directly plunder, we nevertheless have spread our troops across 130 nations of the world. Our intense effort to spread our power in the oil-rich Middle East is not just a coincidence. But unlike the old days, we don't declare direct ownership of the natural resources. We just insist that they can buy what we want and pay for it in our paper money. Any country that challenges our authority does so at great risk. What? Once again, Congress has brought into the war propaganda against Iran, just as it did against Iraq. Arguments are now made for attacking Iran economically and militarily if necessary. These arguments are all based on the same false reasons given for the ill-fated and costly occupation of Iraq. Our whole economic system depends on continuing the current monetary arrangement, which means recycling the dollar is crucial. Currently, we borrow over $700 billion every year from our gracious benefactors who work hard and take our paper for their goods. Then we borrow all the money we need to secure the empire, DOD budget he has in parentheses, $450 billion plus more. The military might we enjoy becomes the backing of our currency. There are no other countries that can challenge our military superiority, and therefore they have little choice but to accept the dollars we declare are today's gold. This is why countries that challenge the system like Iraq, Iran, and Venezuela become targets of our plans for regime change. Ironically, dollar superiority depends on our strong military, and our strong military depends on the dollar. As long as foreign receipts take our dollars for real goods and are willing to finance our extravagant consumption and militarism, the status quo will continue regardless of how huge our foreign debt and current account deficit becomes. But real threats come from our political adversaries who are incapable of confronting us militarily, yet are not bashful about confronting us economically. That's why we see the new challenge from Iran being taken so seriously. The urgent arguments about Iran posing a military threat to the security of the United States are no more plausible than the false charges levied against Iraq. Yet there is no effort to resist this march to confrontation by those who grandstand for political reasons against the Iraq war. It seems that the people and Congress are easily persuaded by jingoism of the preemptive war promoters. It is only after the cost of human life and dollars are tallied up that the people object to unwise militarism. The strange thing is that the failure in Iraq is now apparent to a large majority of American people, yet they and the Congress are acquiescing to the call for a needless and dangerous confrontation with Iran. But then again, our failure to find Osama bin Laden and destroy his network did not dissuade us from taking on the Iraqis in a war totally unrelated to 9/11. Concern for pricing oil Only in dollars helps explain our willingness to drop everything and teach Saddam Hussein a lesson for his defiance in demanding euros for oil. And once again, there is an urgent call for sanctions and threat of force against Iran at the precise time Iran is opening a new oil exchange with all transactions in euros. Using force to compel people to accept money without real value can only work in the short run. It ultimately leads to economic dislocation, both domestic and international, and always ends up with a price to be paid. The economic law that honest exchange demands only things of real value as currency cannot be repealed. The chaos that one day will ensue from our 35-year experiment with worldwide fiat money will require a return to money of real value. We will know that day is approaching when oil-producing countries demand gold or its equivalent for their oil rather than dollars or euros. The sooner, the better. Now, ironically, Mr. Ron Paul said in his speech to Congress many of the same things I've been saying for months, which either means that Ron Paul is listening to this station, or I'm listening to Ron Paul, or we each independently reach these very same conclusions. And I'll still say that Mr. Ron Paul is wasting his time in Washington, D.C. The key, as I've said before many, 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 many times, is restoring the economic viability of our states. And that means dumping what has been foisted on us by a private corporation. Ah, that's right. Call it what you will, the fiat money system, the funny money, the FRNs. I don't care what you call it. It's a fiat currency system, ladies and gentlemen, that is inherently flawed to begin with, and it only has a shelf life of so many years. Hence, if these clowns in Washington, D.C. would not have run us, what, $51 trillion or more into debt, there'd be a strong possibility people would still be honoring the Bretton Woods Agreement in 1944. That agreement was made. But you see, the people in Washington, D.C. are only accountable to themselves, not to us anymore. Fiscal responsibility? When was the last time you heard that come out of a politician's mouth in Washington, D.C.? These people have spent us into a hole that we can never climb out of, ladies and gentlemen. They are the economic terrorists of the planet. They are continuing to wage terrorism worldwide. But yet we're told that people like Osama bin Laden and his well-financed, well-oiled terrorist regimes, that he's global, he's worldwide. When in fact, I just read you out of the mouth of a United States congressman the real reasons why we're in Iraq. As he said, there are probably some others, I'm sure. But the main reason is they've got to prop up their dollar because these fiscally irresponsible clowns in Washington, D.C. has spent us into a hole that we can never recover from. So what are they going to do? They're not going to address the problem. They're going to continue the problem. They're going to continue the problem because they have no solution for the problem they and their predecessors have created for us. But you see, there were people at one time that ran this country, ladies and gentlemen, that understood that honesty is the best policy. And for people to deal honestly with each other, they have to have honest currencies. We no longer have those honest currencies. So it's all like a Vegas crapshoot. It's all a big run on Wall Street. It's all the latest, quickest way to generate a buck. Well, they've run out of all of them. And since Ron Paul has written what he spoke to in the House assembled in the U.S. House of Representatives on February 15th, Norway has dropped out of the dollar game. Syria has dropped out of the dollar game. Iran has dropped out of the dollar game. Many other countries are doing the very same thing. They don't want to deal in our dollars, ladies and gentlemen, anymore. So does it start to make sense that this Dubai port deal, after all, the United Arab Emirates, they're carrying a lot of our debt, ladies and gentlemen. But in order to make this whole thing work, we've got to keep the dollar behind that oil. Because why else would anybody want to deal with us? They wouldn't. Why is it that the American people right now are suffering under the oil company cartel, controlled directly by the International Monetary Funds, folks? Controlled directly by them. They are them. But here we sit, with over 200 years at present U.S. consumption rates. Not entering any other technology to get us off of the fossil fuels or to minimize its impact on this economy, we've got our solution sitting up north for the next 200 years. Ah, but of course, the money might fall apart, which it's going to anyhow.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Wasn't that the idea when we started out in school? That's what this is. The Constitution was about. Wasn't that the idea when we started out?
And of course, during my little my own little oil bourse here, reading Ron Paul, of course, somebody had to call into the network, and Sandra was on the phone, so they took it upon themselves to leave a message. One of the Christian Zionists that are out there. Get a life, dude. Quit listening to Rush Limbaugh or Sean Hannity. They're just paid to lie through their teeth to you. If you don't want to face the facts about your life, well, then that's your problem. Don't bother us with your inability to accept reality. Your perception of reality has been severely distorted, and if you're too stupid to understand that, then there is no hope for you. Jeff Bennett.
How in the world are you?
Well, I just read the speech from Ron Paul that he gave the House of Representatives last month.
I heard you did that.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what. Ron has been kind of a willy-nilly guy because he's always been worried about his personal safety.
Yes, sir.
Well, I think he just stuck his foot in it now.
Well, isn't that a shame?
Well, and you know what? Ron Paul is a good guy. Probably one of two people maybe on Capitol Hill that could consider to be honorable men. And I think he ought to answer the call here about returning to Texas and becoming its governor, because I think the key for this out-of-control United States federal government that we have, this major corporation, the only way to fix it is through the states.
I've said that for a long time, John. I think that, you know, we go on the air, we do the things we do, we write the pieces we write, we have our websites, and we always talk about the problems going on at the federal level. What's wrong in Washington? What's wrong in Washington can be fixed if we start locally. The school boards, the city councils, the county board of supervisors, the states. That's where it has to begin. We forget about this terminology, the word states' rights. Well, damn it, the states have got to take those rights back. It's the only way you'll take the Fed back.
That's exactly right.
And it has to be done that way.
Well,
what an amazing day, my friend.
It has been.
Well, I've just spent the last 4.5 hours with Robbie Noel. And a rather lengthy luncheon meeting covering all sorts of things dealing with Republic Broadcasting, Republic Trading Group. And we have yet to resolve everything, but these things don't happen over one lunch and a couple of adult beverages. But
well, it didn't sound like you imbibed, because you sound pretty straight to me.
Actually, I didn't imbibe. I've not actually been feeling good the last couple of days, and you just have to kind of keep working through it. I wish it was something as simple as a flu bug, but I'm afraid it's not. But that's life. We move forward. You know, I had a gentleman over the weekend who actually called here Friday, John, and this is very important to where we're going to go here, who is an ardent listener to RBN, who called up with a commitment to invest $120,000 in gold from Republic Trading Group.
Mm-hmm.
And I use the term invest lightly, because I guess I would say it's an investment in security. I think we've made that very, very clear over the months we've worked together on this project. And to be very honest with you, I don't consider it spending $120,000 to acquire something. He's converting it, a questionably valued falling paper currency, into hard assets. I have numbers all over my desk right now, because I literally just walked in when the board op or the producer called, and this gentleman locked in a fairly large trade yesterday on Sunday, and occasionally I'm around to do trades on the weekend by appointment only, and he and I spoke very late this morning, and at that point in time, he was already up about $1,200 in his so-called conversion. By the time this day ended, at $546.10 an ounce, he is up over $5 an ounce in his acquisition of yesterday. That is what I call some security moves. He's certainly a happy camper about it, but he also said if it had gone a couple of dollars the other way, he wouldn't have been too concerned. It's long-term for this gentleman, and I think we're finding that with a good number of our clients.
Well, and that's the one thing. I mean, if you're sitting there and you're trying to play this like the stock market, forget it.
No, I don't even call us if you want to play the stock market.
Yeah.
I hate to put it that way, John, but
well, it's true.
I'm not here to play day trader. I'm not here to give you a day-to-day update on your investment is up, it's down, it's sideways. This is buy it, put it away, pray to God you'll never need it, because if we do, all hell is going to break loose. And frankly, it's going to maintain all of its buying power and probably more. It's no different. You and I have talked about this at length over the last couple of months. This commercial that we run that talks about 1975, you could buy a $40,000 house for 1,000 gold coins, and today that same house is $400,000, and you can buy it for the same 1,000 gold coins. That's no longer true. It hasn't been true for about 9 months now. It now takes just a few over 600 of those gold coins, which means you have almost 400 left over. That's not a bad investment, if you wish to put it in those terms.
It's not.
It shows the staying power, the buying power of gold.
It's worked for thousands of years. It's the deceitful ones that want to introduce other monetary policies, and it is great benefit. I mean, we couldn't have expanded this economy in the United States the way we did if we were on a standard dollar fixed by gold or silver backing.
Mm-hmm.
It would have been a slower, more sustained, more manageable growth. We would not be in the debt that we're in right now. But see, that wasn't good enough for the gambling dice rollers of the Vegas mentality.
No, not at all. Not at all. But we're going to try to improve on that and see if we can, our folks can get some bingo here.
All right. Hold on a second.
You got it.
Paul, Alan, Ann, all you guys, hold on. I'll get to all of your calls. We'll conclude with Mr. Bennett on the other side of this break. And, folks, if you've not given yourself a break yet by talking to him, you're sadly mistaken. We'll tell you how you can right after this.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
As a listener of this network, you know that we bring you the news and analysis that you just won't get from the corporate-dominated media outlets in this country. As an educated citizen, you also know that freedom itself is not free, but requires constant vigilance and sacrifice. A radio network such as Republic Broadcasting Network, a rare commodity indeed, also cannot survive on good intentions alone. So the next time you think about going down to the local superstore or electronics store, stop, get online first, and visit RepublicTradingPost.com. We have thousands of items at very competitive prices, and every dollar you spend with us will be invested back into RBM, so that we may continue to bring you the news and information the public so desperately needs. RepublicTradingPost.com, the store that invests its profits in your freedom.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
And ironically, Jeff, during the commercial break, that gold ad ran again.
Yeah, I know it. I know it. I love it. But you know what? They'll remember it next time they hear it in the way that we just described it, John. And that's the interesting thing about it. Let me share this with you. This came out of Sydney, Australia, late this afternoon, saying that gold may be ready for another upside tilt after last week suffering its biggest weekly drop in 3 months. Bullion struck a 25-year high at $575 an ounce in February, driven by oil-related inflationary concerns. But easing oil and U.S. dollar, buoyed by anticipated interest rate hikes, saw the metal sink to a two-month low of $534 last week. While participants remain cautious, some say Monday's performance may in fact be a sign the metal's month-long correction is drawing to an end. Craig Ferguson, senior currency strategist at the ANZ Investment Bank in Australia, said the fundamentals have not changed. There is very strong investment demand, and the hedge funds have certainly cut back their longs over the last week or so. That is usually a recipe for a rally. And he goes on to say that he now expects gold to not only go back above its $575 high from February, but towards the $590 to $600 an ounce range, which makes today's $546.10 look like a veritable bargain, John. And that is amongst the reasons we obviously are trying to keep our rally going at the Republic Trading Group Superstore, to use another word from your ad.
Yeah.
You know, and I was on the phone on the way back to the office with our importer. I said, look, what is the best buy out there that we can make available to our listeners today? And we talked about $5 U.S. Liberties, which are actually an extremely good buy at this time. But I tend to push the envelope just a little bit farther and try to stretch our listeners' buying power. And we've put a couple of packages together today. I'm going to make it simple. Number one, don't forget our phone number, 1-800-691-7898. But here's the offering. We've got a tremendously large offering of what we call extra fine. And in our case, extra fine means lightly or slightly circulated British one-quarter ounce sovereigns. And these will be a mixture of the Edward and King George, King Edward and King George. Very, very little use. So you're talking about the full weight and value of the gold being intact. I still think it is the most recognizable international fractional currency available in the world. We currently have them available in, I'm basically going to share with our audience today, both a 40-pack and a 100-mega-pack. If you're interested in picking up the full roll, 40 coins, $5,757 plus $15 shipping and handling. The 100-piece mega pack, and of course they're all going to be mixed dates, the mint marks, the whole nine yards, $14,261. That is a delivered price for the 100 mega pack. And John, obviously we do have smaller quantities available for those who are somewhat more limited in funds, and there is a slight increase in the price, but nothing major. But I would say, take advantage of this kind of a rally. We've got a gentleman who's up almost $2,000 in 24 hours. Why should our listeners, the rest of our listeners, be in a position to take advantage of those same kind of gains? We're looking at probably $40 to $45, maybe as much as $55 gain between now and June per ounce in gold. That is not bad. That goes a long way in helping to protect the wealth for your family for whatever may come by.
Well, and also, Jeff, I'm not stupid. I have the ability to see down the road. And all of these people that are taking advantage, because we've been prompting them, we've been educating them about gold and silver and what they're going to need to survive in the future, these are going to be some of the people that are going to kick back a few dollars to this network to keep us going, because we know the hard economic times are coming.
John, that's one of the interesting things that Robbie and I had in this rather elongated lunch hour, is talking about the, because the history of Robbie Noel and I go back about 10, 11 years, as they do with you. And one of the things we talked about is what has happened to all the people that we've known over the years? What has happened to all the various networks? And, you know, Robbie has spent time at the Republic Broadcasting Studios. He knows what's down there. I have yet to have the privilege of seeing it. But he said, we've got one thing going for us that no one else has. This is a real network, unlike the others that can't figure out if they want to be patriots or patriots, or if they want to pander to the left or pander to the right. He said, this network is on a mission. We are moving in a particular direction, and every single time our listeners pick up the phone, purchase gold from us, purchase silver, platinum, whether it's Aronizers, Berkeys, whatever it may happen to be, then those listeners become a partner in moving this network forward to expansion, which fulfills your dream.
That's the, you know, I'm not doing this because I like to hear my voice on the air. You know, there is no other reason except that I want my country back. And
I want it
in some semblance of a fixable stature.
Absolutely, and that's where everybody comes in. You know, it's not like it's a one-sided deal. It's not like when people buy gold and silver or take advantage of these kind of offerings that they're just helping the network. I like to look at it that they're hopefully helping other people out there who may begin little by little to tune in. People who all of a sudden this is a totally foreign way of their thinking. But what is important is us to be able to reach out and reach more and more and more people. And whether we change their way of thinking or not, although I think that's important and that is the goal, it's at least to get these people to start thinking on their own, think outside the box of the 6 o'clock news. So every time somebody calls our number, 1-800-691-7898, and chooses to participate, you're getting something in your hand of real value that will never let you down. And this is your way of aiding the network and the country, hopefully.
Well, and it's a win-win-win situation all the
That's
way
it.
Around.
Absolutely.
Jeff, thank you so much. They need to call you
Gotta
right
go.
Now.
1-800-691-7898. I'm going to be buried and busy tonight.
I bet you are. 800-691-7898. Thank you, Jeff.
You're welcome.
And
Take care.
And thank Robbie for me also.
Will do.
All right. Yeah, it's good to have Robbie Noel back on the network. It just is. The guy just has a way of approaching subjects and a way of explaining it. I never get tired of listening to him. I don't care if he repeats something. I never get tired of hearing him say it. So I'm glad that he is back on the network. I just want to read this real quick, and then I'll get back into your phone calls. My wife emailed a supporter to the network, said, "We received your note and your check today." This is a monthly partner, okay, Republic Partners for Freedom. Sandra writes to her and said, "We received your note and check today. Right now, we have a very small staff. I wish we had the funds to hire more people. I'm not always able to send out thank you notes. I would like to have the time to do that. We really do appreciate your support. What do you think of this idea? Have listeners who send donations send a self-addressed envelope, and we'll send them back a bumper sticker. This will verify we received your support, and the bumper sticker will spread the word about the network. If you already have a bumper sticker, you can give it to a friend, signed my wife." She writes back, "Dear Sandra, I do understand RBN's limited resources. I wish many more would use the monthly plan to send support. Your idea is sheer genius. Make it an SASE and optional should any think it too much trouble. It will certainly solve my problem. I'll send some of the bumper stickers to the paper who write letters to the editors in the Lincoln newspaper." I guess she's talking about sending the bumper stickers to people that sign off on their letters to the editor. She says, "Thanks so much. You and John are providing this once-free nation with vital information for its survival. Sincerely, Barbara." Thank you, Barbara. You get it. A lot of people do not. You can go to the website, rbnlive.com, become a Republic partner, ladies and gentlemen, and this will pay dividends beyond your wildest imaginations. We're on a mission here. As Jeff said, this has been in my heart for many, many years. And we will continue the mission as long as you people out there want it to continue. It's just not for you. Not for your informational urges to sponge up the information to keep you abreast. The mission here is to spread the word and to get the country back. 80% of you out there I classify as being informational sponges. You're absorbing it, and that's great. You're listening, that's also great. But you're not doing anything with the information. You're hoarding it. Stop hoarding. Not a good thing. Spread the word. Go to rbnlive.com, ladies and gentlemen. Become a Republic partner for freedom. I am gearing everything at this network to put the money back into the network, to make it solvent, to make it grow, to be bigger and badder than ever. I don't think you have a better trusted friend on planet Earth right now. That is my pledge to you. Let's go to the phones. Paul in Florida, you've been holding forever.
Yeah. Very interesting from Ron Paul. Got to get him together with Lindsey Williams, maybe figure something out.
Well, I think I'll tell you what a great way. He could be governor and Lindsey could be lieutenant governor. What do you think?
Well, that'd be all right, but you'd probably have to secede.
Yeah, well, I don't think so. You know what? You know what? I still say the key to getting this country back is the states once again asserting their rights in this contract.
Yeah.
Once that takes place.
Yeah,
Washington will be minimized and can be dealt with.
Yeah, the reason I called was, could you tell me, did WWRB do anything to improve their signal over the weekend?
I don't know. Why?
because yesterday, I don't usually listen on Sundays, but I tuned in, and all of a sudden, they came in down here in Fort Lauderdale gangbusters. And this afternoon, your 11915 is excellent, and you're not getting hardly any interference from Jose next door.
Well, that's none of my doing. I don't know what they've done. But
yeah, it might be seasonal change. I don't know. But 11915 is great. And speaking of radio, just a sidebar,
yeah.
I'm picking up a lot of coded intel, an unusually large amount on the shortwave flying back and forth. It's coded, so I can't uncode it, but I know what it sounds like.
Hmm.
And the activity has gone up a great deal this afternoon. And one more thing, if I could, please. You mentioned that we had, 280 million ounces of gold?
Yeah.
Is it still tucked away someplace, or did they plunder it?
I don't know where they're hiding it. They might have sold it off. Who knows?
Yeah, because I was thinking about what you said when Lindsay Williams was your guest last week, in that we could recall the old currency and issue new currency, perhaps backed by gold. And I'm wondering if that gold has been plundered, and let's say hypothetically the powers that be went for your idea, where would they get the gold if they do not already have it, and how would they pay for it to back the new currency?
Well, and I wouldn't even suggest trying to back this currency right now with gold. What I would back it with is silver. That is a little easier to get. It's less expensive.
Yeah.
I think the American people, as an interim step, would much rather see a silver-backed currency because that would be doable.
Yes, we have the silver mines in this country. I'll bet you Nevada is still loaded with it. That's why the government owns about 90% of the land out there.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. I mean, the corporation has raped and plundered. Now, is the corporation going to give up what it's raped and plundered as its store to continue to do business? Absolutely
yeah.
not.
Because another thing would be, too, now, Prudhoe Bay and Gull Island are sitting in on federal land up there in Alaska, right?
Yep.
So it's already, in a de facto sense, nationalized. If we sold a portion of that oil to foreign countries and demanded gold and or silver in return for that oil, maybe that would help to back the new currency. Just a thought.
Well, and they could have an adverse effect. If we demanded gold and silver for the oil,
yeah.
they might turn around and say, well, we demand that the money you already owe us pay up.
Yeah, that's true. But it's interesting. You throw out a lot of really good ideas here. And, of course, a week from today, Iran goes to their bourse. And I heard on the news also that this week the IAEA is going to bring the nuclear issue before the Security Council
mm-hmm.
in the United Nations.
Yeah.
And there was something, we did a trick with the United Nations, what was that, UN resolution before we went into Iraq. So this looks like, the same plot, different characters.
It's the same formula. I mean, they're presenting a threat to its neighbors and to the U.S. They're not any threat to us. They have been under our rule,
yeah.
so to speak, for how many years?
Yeah.
And quite frankly, they're tired of it.
Yeah, but it's so foolish because if Iran wanted a nuclear weapon right away, if you got the money, and they certainly do, you just go buy it on the market. You buy it from North Koreans. You can buy anything you want on them. You can buy a nuclear sub if you want.
And look, even if it's Iran's contention, and it is true that they just want to develop their nuclear capabilities for power over there, that's fine. But it's even okay with me. If they wanted to take that enriched uranium and make a couple of bombs for self-defense, it wouldn't bother me in the least.
Well, everybody else around the world's got them.
Yep. Well, why can't Iran have them? Oh, that's right.
Oh, it's that oil bore.
But what you won't hear
yeah.
in this discussion is the 400 or 500 nuclear weapons that Israel possesses, that they've started that back in the mid-50s.
Oh, sure.
They've got enough nuclear power over there to turn the entire planet into a burned-out cinder.
Yeah, they got a nuclear facility out there in Dimona.
Yeah.
Which, you know, is okay. That's fine with me. You know, I don't really care. But, you know, what's good for the goose is good for the gander.
You would think. Hey, yeah. got to move on. Thanks,
Thank
Paul.
You, John.
Appreciate it. All right. Alan in Texas, you're up.
Hey, John.
Yes.
Let me switch phones here real
quick. Oh, I think you just switched off. Yeah, he did. Okay, let's go to Ann in New Mexico. Alan, call back.
John. Hi, John.
Hi, Ann.
Big Bad John. Boy, I love the way you're talking today.
Well, you know what? I am tired of, you know, walking on eggshells and trying to, you know, offend people's sensibilities.
Yeah.
I mean, either you get up and you say it the way it is, otherwise it's not worth it.
And if they don't get it, we have to move on.
There you go. There you go.
Stan Rittenhouse has got a really good article in the American Free Press, March 6th and 13th issue. And he touches on everything you touched on with Ron Paul's article. And, you know, I was thinking about this, just what you said. This whole thing is a gigantic con game, this money thing. You know, I finished reading Tracy Twyman's Solomon's Treasure, very poorly edited, but she had some good ideas in there. And it's basically magic. It's a con game. That our paper is nothing more than purchasing power by agreement, but it's intrinsically worthless. The paper.
Absolutely.
And so it's a con game, and it's a magic game. It's a cult. And the countries are starting to see through it, but the sheeple here in America haven't.
Well, and either they better wise up, either they better start asking themselves the question here, are we better off now than we were 10, 20, 50 years ago? And if we aren't, let's start discovering the reasons why we're not doing any better and why it's getting worse. If they've got the courage to look at that and to say, okay, I understand what's going on now. Kill that break, Mr. Producer. If we understand what the problem is, then we can set about to come up with the changes necessary to fix the problem.
And here's another thing you pointed out. It was very perceptive. If we would back up our money by gold, everything would take longer. We wouldn't be expanding, you know, according to greed.
That's right.
And hopes and stuff and the gambling. But it would be sure and more steady. And
yep.
That's the problem. It's
well,
the greed and this gambling instinct, you know, let's have some action. Like I run my household, everything's cut and dried, my bills are paid. Yeah, it's kind of boring, you know. But at least I'm not going out on a limb.
Yeah.
My budget is in order.
You're not laying awake, sleeping at nights, wondering how you're going to rob Peter to pay Paul tomorrow.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
So anyway, keep it up, John. You are so good, and just tell it like it is.
Well,
and a tithe is coming in next month.
Well, I appreciate that very much.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you.
Anna.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, I mean, it's time for plain language. I mean, folks, I mean, sometimes I have this penchant for getting a little crusty around the edges, and you must forgive that. If you were doing what I've been doing for 13 years, it's a wonder I'm not in somebody's rubber room someplace. So every once in a while, I just have to let it out just a little bit. It calms my inner spirit, let's say. Alan in Texas, are you back?
John, I'm here.
All right.
I'm sorry I lost you. I was carrying two telephones and hosing down a table full of wheatgrass and trying to do everything at once.
Well, you're multitasking too much.
That's exactly what I wanted to talk about. I was talking with a fellow that I'm in here working with today, and I had a fellow out here that was helping us yesterday packing up wheatgrass kits to send to, you know, our supporters and listeners out there that are growing their own. And he was packing those kits with me, and then he came out here, and I showed him how we rotate these trays and put him to work rotating some trays. And he said, man, you work pretty hard out here. I know you're out there listening, Al. I don't want to scare you, Al. But he said, you work pretty hard out here. And I thought to myself, I thought, Al, you haven't seen anything yet. I mean, we really do some work, okay? Now, it used to be, if I'm not mistaken, if you were raised up in the United States of America back in the late 1700s, early 1800s, and you were entering into early manhood, you were getting ready to go to work. You were getting ready to hurt, and you were getting ready to produce, and what they called it was making money. Money wasn't something that you went and got from somebody else. It wasn't something that you sat around waiting for changes in the economy to increase your investments. It wasn't something that you picked up from sitting in a cubicle at a corporation. It was something you made. And you thought about how you were going to make it, and you created those things, and you borrowed the resources, and you worked your buns off, and you made money. Now, when I, for instance, we're standing out here today sprinkling, like I always say, a few pennies worth of grain on some soil, and we're working our buns off and we're making money. Now, I can trade these trays of wheatgrass for specially colored purple marbles. And I can say, sure, I'll give you this tray of wheatgrass for 10 of those special purple marbles, and someday I'll give you those purple marbles back if you'll give me 6 dozen eggs. So what we've done is we've created money. We made money. And I think that, you know, you said you get a little crusty sometimes and you feel like you really just want to spout off. Well, Ron Paul's dissertation sounded like he was talking about the fall of Rome when he's talking about, you know, things moving overseas, overconsumption,
yep,
underproduction. And we can point fingers at the other guys, you know, at the top of the system, and we can point fingers at the Chinese, but there's 3 fingers pointing right back at yourself, people. And I can't generalize everybody in here. I heard somebody yesterday at a meeting saying, well, Americans are lazy and they're not involved. And I said, bull, I was up from 4 in the morning until midnight on this coalition and that coalition and this network against this and that. And
sure,
I put in a 20-hour day. And a lot of us, I can't generalize, but you have to admit, in general, we've become lazy, complacent. We've thought that it was a Beaver, Cleaver, Walton's world, and it's not. It's dog-eat-dog. You have to work, and you have to make money. And so those are the realities of it. Part of the problem, like your last caller mentioned, is our, you know, it's our responsibility to pick up the pieces that we can.
Yep.
And there's nothing other than creativity, American ingenuity, and hard work.
It's not been bred out of us yet.
Right.
It's close.
And
it's,
I just hope,
close,
that we can inspire people, yeah, to, if you can't, maybe we can't change the whole world and fix this whole thing overnight, but you can at least pull your own self up by your bootstraps and get back to hard work, you know, if you're not already, like a lot of us, I'm sure, are already up 10 and 12 and 15 hours a day. You know?
All right. Alan, I appreciate your call.
Likewise, your work, John.
All righty, sir. Thank you. Alan Davidson, Monocot Wheatgrass, AustinWheatgrass.com. You want to be truly independent? One of these days you're going to need that, folks. If food sources become very scarce, you should be taking it on a daily basis as it is to build up your health and stamina. Donald Rumsfeld makes $5 million killing off the bird flu drug. Donald Rumsfeld has made a killing of the bird out of the bird flu. The U.S. Defense Secretary has made more than $5 million in capital gains from selling shares in his biotechnology firm that discovered and developed Tamiflu, the drug being bought in massive amounts by governments to treat a possible human pandemic of the disease. More than 60 countries have so far ordered large stocks of the antiviral medication, the only oral medicine believed to be effective against the deadly H5N1 strain of the disease, to try to protect their people. The United Nations estimates that a pandemic could kill 150 million people worldwide. There's a lot of people out there that needs that Tamiflu. And God knows, Donald Rumsfeld needs your dollars. Now, Britain is about halfway through receiving an order of 14.6 million courses of the drug, which the government hopes will avert some 700,000 deaths that might be expected. Tamiflu does not cure the disease, but if taken soon after the symptoms appear, it can reduce its severity. The drug was developed by a Californian biotech company, Gilead Sciences. It is now made and sold by the giant chemical company Roche, which pays its royalty on every tablet sold, currently about a fifth of its price. Mr. Rumsfeld was on the board of Gilead from 1988 to 2001 and was its chairman from 1997. He left to join the Bush administration but retained a huge shareholding. The firm made a loss in 2003, the year before concern about bird flu started. Then revenues from Tamiflu almost quadrupled to $44.6 million, helping put the company well into the black. Sales almost quadrupled again to $161.6 million last year. During this time, the share price tripled. Mr. Rumsfeld sold some of his Gilead shares in 2004, reaping, according to the financial disclosure report he is required to make each year, capital gains of more than $5 million. Now, if we can just get Mr. Rumsfeld to get rid of his stocks in, aspartame, we might have that poison pulled out of our products across the country. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back tomorrow. My guest will be Alan Quist.
What do you know about the FTAA, the proposed free trade area of the Americas? Proponents tell us that the FTAA is merely about lowering trade barriers. They say it's a plan to create prosperity and enhance freedom throughout the Western Hemisphere, and that busy Americans don't need to be concerned about it. But they aren't telling us about the massive loans, bribes, and transfers of authority. They aren't telling us that their goal is to eliminate our independence by creating a new regional government. They aren't telling us that the FTAA is really part of a huge power grab. The proponents simply aren't proclaiming their true intentions. But you can learn what they are. Visit StopTheFTAA.org. Then tell Congress to reject any plan for the free trade area of the Americas. That's StopTheFTAA.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.